Entire audience is on medication.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Get a little more kickback from Zach or Mr. Or 24 when I told him I'm going to have a little work done. But really, man, you've been pretty accepting of this, and I'm glad to see it. See, I think guys are starting to understand this, man. We want to look good. I want to look good. So I'm going to head over to back to 30 coming up in a couple of weeks. I have your approval on this, right? These things look bad on my face.
Listen,
right,
man, you got to look good. You have some like back to school nights coming up in the future. Where you just got to blow away the teacher, right? Like, that's his old man. Wow.
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 Wow. Just blow him away. I think that, man, we don't talk about it a whole lot. But look, you want to look good. Who doesn't want to look good? You want to look good, don't you, Zach?
Of course.
All right. They want to make you look good, feel good. And guys, I got to tell you, there's a bunch they can do. You don't know about stuff that they can do. The body trimming, the micro needling, the body sculpture, platelet-rich plasma, testosterone stuff, the fillers, the Botox, the cosmetic stuff they can do for you, the best in body contouring. Let me tell you what they've won awards-wise over there. Best medical spa, best Botox, cosmetic, and fillers, best in body and contouring, best in men's health services, best in hormone replacement therapy. Beautiful facilities when you go over there. They consult with you. I don't know what this stuff is. All I know is I look at my thing. Like, she was telling me, you know what, around your eyes we could do this. And I'm not sure I'm going to do that. But I do know, like she said, look, see the sunspots out on your face right now? I know we can do those. And I know we can do this. Know we can do this. So just go get some consultation with them over at Back to 30. Four great locations. MacBee Avenue, Highway 14, off of Pelham at Maple, to Maple Tree Court, and then Bowling Springs office. Go to backto30.com. And guys, take care of your skin. I'm in the sun all the time. You know what she told me the very first thing? You have to start wearing sunscreen. I never wear sunscreen. I'm an idiot. But you have to start wearing sunscreen. Take care of yourself. Get over to get rejuvenated. Get to backto30.com.
I've been telling you that for years.
I know. I know. I'm hard-headed.
I'm
a dummy.
I've been telling you that for years.
Hey, I know who doesn't need these folks right now because he looks so doggone good. St. Paul and the Broken Bones. You look like you're in your 20s still, even though you're in your...
Mickey, I'm... Yeah. Listen, brother. I'm so glad to hear that you're micro-needling and doing the sunspots and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to look good, dude. I mean, you got a big life ahead of you.
Well, here's the thing, buddy. Here's the thing. If they could help me, they can help anybody. I can tell you that.
Oh, I would vouch for that.
How you been? Where in the world have you been? Hadn't seen you, hadn't heard from you, man. Don't call the show anymore. We're worried about you. You doing all right?
I know. I'm like a bad cold. I don't go away. I just leave for a little bit.
I hear you, bud.
You know, I took my dog, Sissy and Layla, little miniature dachshund, dapple, long-haired dogs.
Awesome.
Out to the, out next to the baseball field this morning, next to the practice facility, and we ran, and they ate breakfast, and I got on the radio, and I'm like, you know what? What you're talking about is so crazy to me, and it might be my age, but, you know, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Miami, Florida State,
yeah.
Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they're going to move up. In my opinion, I think they're going to. I mean, they've always been so good, you know?
Yeah, you grew up where I did, where, man, Maryland football's pretty good, where in the ACC, Maryland had to beat North Carolina. And with Dick Crum and with, you know, famous Amos Lawrence and Lawrence Taylor, and they had some great North Carolina teams in there. They should be better. They should be better than the one.
I agree. I mean, I agree. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of Matt Brown. I really not. You know, I've had a couple of flights, and he sat beside me, and he was doing his pay increases for his football staff, and that really turned me off. So that's probably one of the main reasons I'm not a big fan of him, because that kind of thing is private. But I think he's going to bring, something back to North Carolina. I hate to say it, but I think he's going to. And finally, I was curious to hear, Layla, stop. I was curious to hear your, they're riding the car with me. Your rival's 250. So I'll leave y'all alone and take it off the air, okay? It's good to talk to y'all.
Come see us soon, buddy. Take care of yourself.
All right, brother.
Good
bye.
Friend, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Can we get some St. Paul and Broken Bones bumper music over here, maybe?
We'll see what we can do.
Just maybe.
Of course.
All right. I'm going to do three things in this hour. First, I want to get where your programs should be in the ACC and the SEC. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Or 24, I'm going to give you some national. The only teams that should win national championships. I'm going to give that to you in this segment.
You just got it all prepared.
In the next segment, I have a list of coaches' salaries, assistant coaches' salaries across the country, assistant coaches. And we'll tell you what these assistants are making now. And even though I don't think we should know what they make. I don't know what Zach makes. Zach didn't know what I make. I don't know what St. Paul and the Broken Bones makes. So it's none of our business. But since it's out there, we'll talk about it. And then finally in this hour, before Paul Strelo, we'll get a Rivals Top 250 list. So stay tuned for all of this coming up. Mr. Orr 24, I have in the ACC, and this is bad to say, I just consider the size of the school and how hard it is. I've got Wake Forest as the team that should have the least expectations, the 14th best program. Let me say this. I'm not saying where they are right now, where they have been in the first 5 years, I'm just looking at like where the programs, all things considered, where you are, your size of your school, your support, your history, tradition, facilities, you know, just who you are in football. And I think Wake Forest is a very, 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 very difficult job. That's why I have so much respect. These guys go to bowls every year now. They beat Texas A&M in a bowl last year. But I've got Wake Forest number 14.
You have Wake Forest at 14.
Yep. And by the way, let me say this. I've been to every one of these places but Pittsburgh. And so I just see like what you're up against. And I put Wake Forest at 14.
I have Wake Forest at 14 as well.
I have Duke at 13. Similar to Wake Forest, slightly bigger, basketball first kind of mentality that I've got Duke number 13.
This might be the one. I got no. Duke at 13 as well. It is a basketball first school, and that means something up there in Tobacco Road. And they're definitely more concerned with Zion than they are Daniel Jones.
Right. I've got Boston College number 12. I've been to Boston College 5 or 6 times now, and the city doesn't care about it. They don't really get into it. It's not a priority compared to everything else. I've got Boston College number 12.
Boston College at 12 for me. My favorite story is when we go out there to play, and then everybody comes back and they go, "Well, people are asking us why we're wearing so much orange. What's going on?"
Yeah.
They go, "Well, there's a football game in town. Your team is playing this weekend," and that speaks volumes of the fan base and the program. Boston College at 12.
3 years ago when I went up there, there was a huge regatta at Harvard on Lake Charles. I mean, on the Charles River, whatever, St. Charles Road, whatever it is, the river there. And there were thousands of people out there. And then I went to the Boston College game, and there's like about the same amount for it. It's like, what? And, you know, that was in the Red Sox and the Celtics and the Bruins and the Patriots and all that kind of stuff. I've not been to Pittsburgh yet. They brought some decent fans down last time at the ACC championship game. They had, I don't know, 5,000 or 6,000, 7,000 fans down. They did a decent job there. The problem there is it's a Steeler town first. The problem there is it's a Pirates and Penguins town. And Pittsburgh just didn't get the priority. And in a great state for football, Penn State's still kind of the number one there. I've got Pittsburgh at number 11.
I have Virginia at number 11.
Interesting.
I have Virginia all the way down there at 11. I still feel like their basketball program probably takes precedent up there in Charlottesville. The football program is nice. But in my opinion, and in most people's opinions, it's not anything to write home about Virginia at 11 for me.
You know what? I could go with that. I went a little bit higher than that just because of the potential they have. There's a beautiful place, and it's in a state that has producing more and more football players. I put Syracuse at 10, and I probably should put Syracuse ahead of Virginia. You know what? They do kind of care about football there, and it's kind of in a suburban environment. Not suburban. You know, it's not a huge environment there, a huge city. It's the only game in town in upstate New York. Syracuse has potential in football. We've seen it before, but I put Syracuse at 10.
I have Syracuse at 10 as well. Or not 10. 10? Yes, 10.
Yeah, 10.
I have Syracuse at 10. They have some tradition up there, right? There is definitely some kind of football tradition.
Jim Brown, Larry Zonka.
There is tradition there. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And it's something that you need to take
Floyd Little.
Seriously. But right now, where they are at in the program, Dino Babers is doing a great job. And the time and money they invest into the program is gaining some traction. But for where they are at the moment, to where they're going in the future with Dino maybe being a guy that could leave at some point in time, I'll keep them at 10.
I have Virginia at 9, maybe a little too high, Zach, thinking about it, but it's a beautiful campus, and I've seen them be very good in the past with Herman Moore and both Moore guys and the Barber twins on there. They've had some good teams up there, but maybe I just think too much of the campus or academics, but they do produce a lot of state players in there, but I've got Virginia at 9.
I have Pittsburgh at 9. Right. They have a lot of history in that program. You look back, and every time they play on national television, they show like the montage of guys that have played there. Whether it's, you know, it's Dan Marino or recently even James Conner or all the way back about these great running backs they
Dorsett.
Had at Pittsburgh. They have a ton of history, but as you said, they play in Pittsburgh. That's a great sports town, but it's a professional sports town. It's not a college sports town. They play in Heinz Field. They don't really have their own stadium.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bit different feeling of what they bring to the table. So Pittsburgh's at 9 for me.
I got North Carolina at 8. I talked about them forever, but they should be better than that. But maybe I don't have them as high as I should. But North Carolina, I've seen them be great in the past. The problem there is that they just don't care enough. They could. They might in the future. But throughout most of the last at least 25 years or so, they just hadn't cared enough. I have North Carolina at number 8.
I, too, have North Carolina number 8. They haven't cared enough. They don't care at all. Maybe Mac Brown injects some enthusiasm into the program. I don't know if he does, though. He's an older gentleman. It's been a long time since he won 10 games up there and 11 games up there in Chapel Hill. We'll see if he can do that. He's got a big task ahead of him, North Carolina.
What we're talking about is potential for programs and where they should be, where expectations should be. I have Georgia Tech number 7. I've seen some great Tech teams. I've seen a national championship Georgia Tech team in my lifetime. In inner city Atlanta, with a great state to recruit from, with a good educational base to recruit from, there's some drawbacks there, but there's a lot of positives as well, and Georgia Tech should be better than that, and I think Georgia Tech about 7 is what I have.
I actually have Louisville at 7. I still believe they're a basketball school first and foremost, regardless of the Patino nonsense that's happened over the last couple of years and the sanctions that have been handed down. Lamar Jackson was a great get for them, and it brought them to national prominence in a football stage. They were great in the Big East. They had a bit of a niche there. They had that rivalry with Syracuse that was great there. They had the rivalry with Rutgers in the Big East. But right now, Louisville for me is a middle of the road kind of football team, middle of the road kind of program. And 7's about as high as they are going to get for me in this.
I rank them higher. I'll tell you why in a minute. I have NC State at number 6. And the biggest difference in NC State and North Carolina is they care. NC State truly wants to be good at football. North Carolina could care less about it. NC State has potential. They could be the best team in the state, could recruit better than everybody in the state, and seemingly are doing that a little bit right now. But you know, I've been in Carter Finley a couple of times where it kind of gets loud in there a little bit, and they do kind of care a little bit. That's why I've got State number 6.
We just flip-flopped Georgia Tech and not Louisville. We didn't flip-flop anything. My bad. But I do have Georgia Tech at 6. Georgia Tech is a team that you mentioned they're in Atlanta. There's a lot of recruiting in and around Atlanta and in that state of Georgia right now, especially. They need to get a guy in there that they can access that recruiting and not recruit to a triple option offense, and they can maybe take a step forward. But for now, 6 is probably about as high as they're going to get. They need to invest into the program a little bit more if they're going to be taken seriously at the ACC level.
I put Louisville 5. After going to Louisville on two different occasions now, there's plenty of money there. The facilities are good there. And they do care about it there. Kentucky doesn't care about it as much. Louisville does. This could be their thing. It's a big city. You can recruit a little bit in Ohio, a little bit in Pennsylvania, a little bit in Tennessee. You can go, you know, a little bit west up, getting the Big Ten and all that. I think Louisville is potentially a really good situation and should be much better than they are right now.
NC State's my number 5 team. NC State has some very strong feelings towards football. They feel like they can be the best team in the state of North Carolina. They probably are at points in time. Is Dave Doran the answer long term? That we don't know. They care about it. They want to be successful. They probably get a little bit too big for their britches at times. But for me, NC State's number 5.
At number 4, I put Virginia Tech. You talk about caring about it. This is a passionate fan base. It's a decent recruiting area. It's good, very good. It's just not great. but potential is there. We've seen them play for national championship in the past. We've seen them win conference championships. The foundation that was laid there, facilities are pretty good, and these people are rabid about football. Virginia Tech should be better. Virginia Tech number four.
I have Miami at number four. Miami's four for a reason, because Miami, while they're successful right now and people are going to the games, there was not too long ago where they're getting no one to go to those games. There was a time in the early 2000s where they're talking about shutting down that program because of lack of interest in it, of what it became after the sanctions were handed down, and all the rumors were swirling of paying players and all that kind of stuff. Miami was a program that struggled for quite a period of time, and that means something to me going forward. They could happen again down there in Miami. Miami's four for me.
I have Miami number three. Here's why. You don't even have to leave Dade County or Broward County, man. There's so many players. You're right.
You can't even get a quarterback to commit right now.
But here's right about one thing, is that the care for it does not match the potential of the program there. The program is better than the fans. A lot of these places, the fans are better than the program. In Miami, they don't care enough about it. There's too much to do down there. However, there's just so many stinking players down there. It's like orange trees, man. It's just like the Everglades. It's like there's more and more and more and more and more than you could ever, ever ask for. That's why I have Miami number three.
I have Virginia Tech at number three. And I think these top three probably separate themselves from the rest, in my opinion. Virginia Tech is a very passionate fan base. They have a lot of traditions up there, whether it's the Hokie Stone to the entrance. It's something different about playing up there in Blacksburg, especially playing at night. You get that late fall kind of game. It's a little bit chilly from what you're used to. It's a great program. There's a lot of just tradition that surrounds it, and tradition makes college football great. And Virginia Tech has a lot of it. They have a great young coach that is hopefully going to lead them to the promised land. If you're a Hokies fan listening out there this morning, rough season this year, but you can be hopeful they'll bounce back. Virginia Tech at number three.
I'm interested to see what you say about this. Right now, I have Florida State 2 and Clemson 1. At one point in time, I had Florida State 1 and Clemson 2. I think that economy in Florida a little bit, I wish that Florida State cared a little bit more about it. They care when they're good, but we've seen, hurricanes come through there, insurance goes so high through there, the tourism going to be down in the state of Florida a little bit, money down a little bit in Florida a little bit. Florida State has everything you look for. It's in a great state. They have great facilities, players everywhere, history and tradition everywhere. I would rank them ahead of Clemson in many ways, except for the passionate fan base that they just don't quite demand it the way Clemson fans demand it. It's the only reason I've got Clemson ahead of Florida State.
You know what? If Clemson were to have a season such as Florida State has had in the last couple, and especially this year, 5-7, 3-5 overall, I think you'd probably see some of the same attendance kind of stuff at some point in time, where guys just don't want to go to those games and watch this team get blown off the line and beaten week in and week out. For that kind of reason, I actually have these as 1A and 1B. I
thought about that.
I don't know if I can.
But then I started to be a man and man up and get real rankings.
Says the guy who continually, week in and week out, for his national power rankings, has like 45 teams in his top 14, top 12. So I'm going to go 1A, 1B with Clemson and Florida State. They both deserve to be enough at the top. You can make an argument for either one of them, in my opinion. But yeah, 1A and 1B for Clemson and Florida State.
All right, let's do some SEC when we come back, some national when we come back. I have the assistant coaches stuff today.
We're doing national too.
Yeah, not necessarily rankings. I'm just going to give you my own list of teams that the only teams that should consider winning national championships. All right. I do want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialists. This is a 5-star commercial grade showroom floor. It is slip resistant, totally stain free. Lifetime warranty against peeling or debonding. They have 9 different colors to choose from, custom colors as well. They have nine special ones that everybody tends to choose from. You can do this in 1 day. You can do this in 2 consecutive days. They'll move everything out of your garage, move everything back into your garage. You're going to absolutely love it. You don't pay them until they're finished with everything. Anything you need to do, they'll do this on this garage floor, and they can have it done perfect for you. This is an awesome deal. I didn't know this. I've never done this before, and it makes sense. You don't pressure wash this floor. You just take water. You take just some cleaner, whatever, spray it down there on stains. But all these people that are always like pressure washing, trying to get these oil stains out, these automotive stains out, that's done. Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call for a no obligation phone call today, 404-8158, 404-8158. We'll give our SEC expectation list and some national stuff after a short break.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
You don't need an umbrella until it's raining, kind of like how you don't need insurance until you need it. Emergencies happen, life happens, and it's a good thing to know you're covered for exactly what you need and nothing that you don't. Call Mark Miesbauer, Local Health Markets Insurance Agent, to make sure you're covered. And for the lowest price, the call and Mark services are completely free. Open enrollment ends December 15th, so be sure to call today, 864-214-2375.
Hey guys, have you always been interested in sports betting but never followed through? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You could be a bet cashing machine, but we'll never know unless you get off the sideline and get in the game. We've still got months of NFL games. Bowl season is right around the corner in college football, and the NBA and college basketball are here too. You don't even have to get off your couch to win big. MyBookie is the right choice. You'll love their easy-to-use website, helpful customer service, and fast-paced payouts when you win. Want to bet now on who's going to win the Super Bowl? Go for it. Want to risk a little to win a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Visit MyBookie now to take advantage of the 50% deposit bonus. That's right, deposit using promo code RADIO, and we'll give you free cash. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tiger Sports Shop. What are you looking for? Your playoff gear? Tiger Sports Shop. What are you looking for? Great Christmas present for some big Tiger fan out there? Tiger Sports Shop. What are you looking for? Any cold weather gear since it's 23 degrees outside? Tiger Sports Shop. What are you looking for? Great children's book to buy baby Drake? Tiger Sports Shop.
Only the 123 location, though.
No, both locations.
And online.
And online, tigersports.com. You got a better chance of buying online than you do to going downtown, don't you? I love the downtown.
I will not go downtown.
I can love the downtown ones.
I think College Avenue would like go downtown.
Well, what do you think less of me? Tiger Boulevard, College Avenue. Let them help you out. Tiger Sports Shop. Cotton Bowl stuff, state championship stuff, ACC championship stuff. They've got it all. They got the Brian Dawkins t-shirt over there. You're going to love it.
Knowing you, you've already got your Cotton Bowl outfit picked out, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Got it all done.
What you wearing? What you wearing out there?
I don't know what the weather's going to be in Dallas, Texas. Here we go. It can be cold out there, right? No. Inside Jerry's World, I think we'll be warm, though.
You're going to be fine.
I hope. Can't wait to get to Jerry's World. Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. All right, let's fly through these. What, in case you're joining the show, we did our final power rankings today, and so what I wanted to finish up with after that was where do you think these teams should be? Not where they've been in the last 5 years, where they are now, where they're going to be in the next 5 years. I'm just saying, like, the expectations of the programs. We just did the ACC. Let's do the SEC. And then, Mr. War 24, I have 14 teams I think should be national championship contenders, or that should be something that they should talk about. In the SEC, Vanderbilt, academics, support, facility, tradition, cared about, I put Vanderbilt at 14.
You put Vandy at 14?
Yeah.
I got Kentucky at 14.
Really?
I have Kentucky at 14 in this rankings for football championships and aspirations in the SEC. It's been fun. Yeah, I'm the biggest Cats fan that's out there. There's no doubt about that.
You face paint with blue and white checkerboard paint.
I believe
paint.
In old Stoopsie up there. I think he's building a great program for my Cats. But that being said, it's still a basketball school.
Really?
And people are going to go fill the arena before they're going to fill the stadium. Kentucky at 14.
I have them at 10. I have I have Mississippi State at 13.
Weird.
Mainly it's just.
At where?
At 13.
I have so much higher.
Mississippi State, like Starkville, like,
I got Vandy at 13. Okay. So I don't have much higher than 14. I have Mississippi State so much higher. That's embarrassing how high I have Mississippi State. Vanderbilt has no momentum as a program. They have no backing, I guess. I mean, it's a private school, so they could have the backing if they really wanted it. There's money around Vanderbilt. There's money in the university. But at the end of the day, it's Vanderbilt football, and it is what it is. They're going to put a program on the field, and they're going to play, but it's not going
to
be great.
I told you I had the Starkville play-by-play gone for baseball one year. Clemson's going to a super regional down there. I went, and at the end of it, I was like, all right, for Clemson fans coming down, anything need to see or do or places to eat or thing in Starkville? And he goes, well, we got a movie theater about 25 miles away. Stark Vegas, baby. I have Ole Miss at number 12.
We have very different rankings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. The state of Mississippi and the poverty level there. And you get some players, but Alabama and Auburn and LSU always come through there.
Always. You seen Oxford? They ain't hurting for money in Oxford.
Yeah, but I don't think a whole lot of the Ole Miss program. If they're so good, they wouldn't have to cheat all the time. So I've got Ole Miss at 12.
That's why they're up higher in the rankings. Missouri at 12. I don't know how you didn't have Missouri on this list yet. Missouri is not a good program. They're not a good football program. Don't sleep on Barry. I know I've preached it since day one, and I'll do it to my dying breath. The Kelly Bryant destination. He picked the schedule here, the easy schedule next season. But that being said, Missouri, they're not going to win anything out there. They're a decent enough football team, but they don't have any national title aspirations. They don't have any division aspirations. It's Missouri.
I put Missouri at number 11, and the reason is because Missouri, not only do you have St. Louis, but you also have Kansas City, and you can go to a little Kentucky, a little Western Tennessee, a little Northern Arkansas. You can go down to Oklahoma a little bit. Look, you got some central locations in there. But the facility and the history of the place, I don't know. I have Missouri at number 11.
I actually have Arkansas at number 11. Arkansas, how much higher?
Too higher.
That's not that bad.
No.
I have them there because it's Arkansas. They're in the West. They're in a tough division. They struggle to bring players to go play in Arkansas. If you probably polled the guys they were recruiting, I don't know if they could point out Arkansas on a map because it's just not a state people want to go to, want to be involved with. Arkansas number 11.
I have Kentucky 10, and I know it's basketball first, but you can win a little bit at Kentucky. Plus, you can recruit Ohio and Illinois and you go to Virginia a little bit, down to Tennessee a little bit, maybe. I don't really think a lot. Kentucky number 10.
I have Ole Miss 10. Ole Miss and Oxford. They
Mississippi State ahead of Ole Miss?
I do. They cheat every once in a while, and it's great because then they come to prominence, and we get excited about the Egg Bowl. And it's just good times. But then they come back down to earth after the sanctions get handed down. They can't go to bowl games, and it's a scrappy team down there, and everybody transfers out. It's great. But Ole Miss, number 10.
I've got Arkansas, number 9. I've been to Little Rock, but I've not been to Fayetteville. And, you know, there's just some drawbacks there. But it is the only team in the state. That's why I got them a little bit ahead of Kentucky, because Kentucky's got to split them with Louisville a little bit. Arkansas is the only game in town, but still at number 9.
I have our in-state rivals at number 9. South Carolina checks in the 9 spot for me.
You think Mississippi State's better than South Carolina?
Let
as
me
far as
get
potential?
The rankings, and then you can chastise them.
If you don't have Mississippi State at 8, I'm walking out.
I have South Carolina at 9. I think that they have some decent facilities. They have new facilities coming on the way. They have a coach that is...
They want to win.
Well, he's there, you know. The best ability is available, and he shows up every day. They want to win down there, but there's something missing, and that's the reason why I have them all the way down to 9.
I have South Carolina 8.
How dare you have them that high?
Yeah, you better have Mississippi State at 8. I got to tell you now, because I think the top 7 is pretty clear. But I've got South Carolina at 8.
I got Mississippi State at 8.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're good there.
Yeah. I have Tennessee at 7.
Cowbells, baby. Let's go.
I think Tennessee... Tennessee had some history. They've done much better in the past, but in thinking about where they are now, where they're located now, and the state doesn't produce a ton of players like other states do, I think Tennessee's the 7th best situation in the SEC.
I can't help but notice you've taken your gloves off for the segment after we agreed to wear gloves.
Because I'm writing down your picks, too.
The entire time.
I'll put my left glove on with Michael.
Texas A&M is my number 17.
What?!
Texas A&M is my number 17.
Oh, man, you couldn't be more wrong. You've been to A&M.
Can I explain?
Yeah.
A&M is 7. They're not a traditional SEC power. Are they? No, they're not. You're right, Zach. Good point. Thank you, Mickey. Thank you for your kind words this morning. A&M is 7. They have a ton of money. They threw all that old money at Jimbo Fisher to bring them a national championship. I think the top 7 have reasonable expectations for their program. But... for me, not being that traditional SEC power and not being among the big boys when it comes to recruiting in the SEC for very long makes Texas A&M the number 17 for me.
I disagree with that. I've got them much higher. I have Auburn at 6. Auburn is nice. It's beautiful. Loveliest village on the plains, but you just got to split it with Alabama a little bit. You're always Alabama's little brother.
But do they have a lake?
No.
So suck it, Auburn.
Auburn number 6.
I have Tennessee at 6. So one spot ahead of where you have them.
You think Tennessee should be a better program than A&M?
Yes. Traditionally, they've had wildly much more success. I think they can return to that at some point. If they continue down the path they're going, they might get there. They also might get sanctioned from the NCAA. So we'll see what happens. Should be a lot of fun to follow with Fulmer and what's-his-face up there in charge right now. Got to be a good time if you're a Tennessee fan. There's some lights at the end of the tunnel outside of the Butch Jones era. Tennessee at 6 for me.
Keep making bad hires there. I have Florida at 5.
I have much higher than that.
Really?
Yes.
I've been to Florida a bunch. Florida, when they win, they care about when they don't, they don't. Florida, surprisingly, does not have as great a history of 100 years or 50 years as they have. And with a really good stretch with Spurrier and Urban Myers. But Florida, there's you know, you still got Florida State, still got Miami down there. They care about it. They should be better than they are right now, obviously, but I've got Florida number 5.
I have Auburn at number 5. You talked about all those things just a second ago. They have to compete in state with Alabama, and that's really tough for any team in the country, but it's especially tough for Auburn when there's such a hate, and you're seeing that every single day, 365. Auburn it's a great program. They've won a national title there. They can do it again. That's why I have them at 5 in this ranking.
I have A&M at 4. Texas A&M.
Getting 3 spots higher.
No one's going to spend more money. No, it's not as important. It's ultra important there. That stadium's amazing. The facilities are going to be amazing. They're going to spend. They're in the state of Texas where there's just gobs of players everywhere. Really only have to beat Texas. They don't have to worry about Texas Tech and Baylor and SMU or any of those schools.
Because they don't play in the Big 12 anymore. They play in the SEC.
But they still compete for the same players out there. I've got A&M, a sleeping giant, at number 4.
I am very asleep on A&M then. I have LSU at number 4. I think what they can offer down there in Louisiana is unique. You've seen in the last couple of years, there are some decent players in the state of Louisiana, and they can recruit the Southeast with some relative ease outside of competing with Georgia, Bama, and Clemson as of late. Louisiana State University, for me, has been a prominent power for most of my lifetime, and I think they can return to that. I don't know if it's going to be under Coach O, but they'll get there eventually. LSU number four.
LSU, tons of, I got them at number three. Tons of players in Louisiana. The only game in town in Louisiana. All kinds of history, tradition, support, facilities.
They're not competing with the Raging Cajuns for recruits?
No. They are a sleeping gold mine. I've got them at number three.
I got Florida at three. Florida plays in a state that is rich with talent. The Florida plays, they have a program that is rich with history of national championships and success and Heisman winners and great coaches and just all these just different things that they can offer to recruits and the experience of playing college football. They've done it before. They can do it again. The Swamp is one of the most notable environments in college football. When you do that stupid little gator chomp with your hands, people know what you're talking about and know what you're doing. Florida, for me, is a top three program in the SEC for aspirations to compete for a national title.
I have Georgia number two. Players don't really compete against Georgia Tech that much. You can go down to Florida a little bit. You can get up to Tennessee a little bit, South Carolina, North Carolina a little bit. Just players everywhere, great facilities, support. They want to win it now. They're hungry to win it now. Money everywhere. I've got Georgia number two.
I have Georgia two as well. I still think there's a distant gap between two and one, though, if we're going to be completely honest. Georgia has money everywhere right now. There's no doubt about it. They have recruits coming in left and right and right and left. Hand over fist. They have so many they don't know what to do with them. There's support behind the program. It's reinvigorated with Mark Richt 2.0, yes, but Kirby Smart. And we'll see what happens with Georgia down the road. But Georgia, for me, is my number two team as well.
And Alabama, number one. Let me say this. I've been to Alabama. The only thing they have in Alabama, they don't produce tons of players there. It's good players, not tons of players like they do. And Louisiana has more players. Georgia has more players. Florida has more players. Texas has more players. But the only reason why Alabama is number one is because they have made it the priority to be number one. Their people have decided we will accept nothing less. That's it. They decided they're going to be good at it, and they're good at it. Simple as that.
They don't need to recruit the state of Alabama. They have pipelines to Hawaii, right. California, that's Texas, right. Georgia, the Northeast. They have anywhere they want to go, they can go pick players. Alabama is far and away the number one team in this ranking. There's still a gap between them and Georgia, and it was evident even this last weekend when they played in the SEC Championship game.
All right, shoot these down for me quickly, and I'm going to run through these. I have 14 teams that should have national championship or potential in their programs.
In what time frame?
In the next 25 years.
Okay.
In the SEC, Alabama.
You'll be 75.
Georgia? You agree with that?
I will shoot them down if I don't agree with it.
LSU?
Yep.
Give me a little, get the sound effects ready.
Oh, I got to take my gloves off now.
if you don't want these. So Alabama, Georgia, LSU. A&M should money national championship implications. And Florida. Now, absent from that list, Auburn and Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah. I think Auburn only wins if they cheat, and I think Tennessee's time has come and gone. Not enough natural resources there. So five SEC teams in there. In the ACC, Clemson, obviously, where they are now. Florida State, and I put Miami in here.
Oh, that's bull crap.
Florida State's not bull crap.
Miami is bull crap.
Miami is in this list. They've won five national championships with four different coaches.
And they cheated the whole time.
Nah, they don't have to cheat. They got all the players right there in their backyard.
But they cheated the whole time.
Not the whole time.
The entire time.
Everybody was cheating then. I don't have Virginia Tech in that list. I think there's a little bit too much to ask to expect that you think you might win a national championship.
Wow. You hate Justin Fuente. Wow.
In the Big Ten, Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State. Missing from that list, Wisconsin and Michigan State.
Oh, that's bullcrap.
Who, Penn State shouldn't?
Yep.
What? Penn State's in that state with all those players they have up there, all that big stadium they've got, all the support they've got up there.
Show me something. They won a division, and they won a conference title once. What else have they done?
Well, they've won about four or five national championships.
Under who?
Joe Pa.
Okay. I'll rest my case with that one.
In the Big 12, this is easy. Oklahoma and Texas are the only ones. No West Virginia, no Texas Techs, no Oklahoma States. You agree with that? Only two. Not Iowa State, West Virginia, TCU, Baylor, Kansas State, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Kansas. It's only Oklahoma and Texas. Apparently agree with that. Finally, in the Pac-12, you're going to disagree with some of this. I did not put Washington.
I agree with that.
I did not put Washington State. I did not put Stanford.
I don't agree with that.
You think Stanford has a national championship?
I think Stanford could win a national title.
I did not put UCLA. I put Southern Cal. We can agree upon that.
You put Oregon.
I put Oregon. They've been knocking on heaven's door. I think they are a program with Nike and their facilities and those uniforms. And if you get the right guy up there again, I put Oregon. Is that not bullcrap? You don't like that one?
That's a borderline bullcrap.
All right. Hey, Kateche, CATEECHEE.com. Notre Dame as well. I put them. I did the Power Fives. My Notre buddy Dan, Notre Dame fan. You're missing one. Yeah, because they're not in the Power Five. I was only in the Power Five.
Yeah, because they stink, Dan.
Because, okay, of the independents, I did not put UMass, New Mexico State, Liberty, Army, or BYU, but we did put Notre Dame.
Boo, Irish. Boo.
Get in a conference, man. Get in a stinking conference.
Get in a conference, Dan.
Kateche, CATEECHEE.com. Go down to Kateche, play it. The food is fabulous. How about these meals that they have, these pre-prepared meals? You can play golf, right? So a lot of you guys out there, here's what happens. You get in trouble by playing golf. Oh, you said you'd be home at 4 and it's 6 o'clock now. What happened? Well, we played Emergency 9. Well, we were supposed to go out to dinner. Oh, no.
The Emergency 9.
I've got the food already for us. I got the pre-prepared meal already for us. All I'm going to do is put it back in the oven and everything's going
to
be great.
Are you more liable to play the Emergency 9 if you're playing hot or if you're playing cold?
Either extreme, because when you do that, if you're playing hot, you want to keep going. But if you're losing.
But you're more liable. Which one?
You got to get even, man.
If you're cold, you're going to go back and play another emergency.
Yeah, because you need to make that money up. The take and bakes. Right now, this is this week's take and bakes. What are we on? We're towards December here. December the 2nd through the 8th. We're take and bakes right now. Pulled pork, potato salad, and coleslaw. Take and bakes next week. Baked chicken, Italian mashed potatoes, and green beans. For a family of 4, you feed it for $40. A half of that is $20, feeding a family of 2. You got to order these by noon the day of pickup, but the take and bakes are awesome from the great folks there at the Waterfall Grill. To find out more about it, it's Kateche, CATEECHEE.com. Rivals Top 250 when we come back after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
A mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Every new and pre-owned Toyota comes with a Ralph Hayes family promise. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, it's a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at ralphhayestoyota.com. Go Clemson!
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What do you do for excitement?
Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman.
You and I have a woman. Actually, we have women. Share when we have women. Plural. And our women love going to Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. I don't know, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure what massage.
I don't know how this segment started up.
What?
With your mistake just now. After you've been preaching the Eskimo Watch Brother thing for months.
What? You have Kristen to have Meredith.
I am aware of that.
They both love going to Urban Nirvana.
They do love going to Urban Nirvana.
Do you know what, Kristen, what package she gets when she goes over there? What
last time she got the hot stone massage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say about it?
She loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. Very complimentary of her masseuse, and she was very excited about the prospects of going back in the future.
Nice.
Because of how they treated her and who went with her and everything that was great about the day. Now, I know Meredith, she ran into Kristen last time they were up there. And I'm pretty sure she got the prenatal massage.
Yes, and pretty sure they talk bad about us.
Is that right?
Well, all I know is that Meredith said that Kristen was talking really bad about you, and I just take it that she talked. Meredith's talking bad about me to Kristen. I don't know. Did Kristen not say how bad she talked about me?
I don't remember any of that. No, I'm sure Meredith only spoke glowingly about you, because who wouldn't?
Well, I know that Kristen was ripping you. Anyway, it is our great friends at Urban Nirvana. It's a gift card, guys. Easy as can be. You can't be more simple. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Let me fly through these. Yesterday, Rivals announced their top 250. It is their next to last ranking for top 250. They'll have one after the All-Star games come out. Clemson currently has 2 5-stars committed to them. The number 8 player in the country, Andrew Booth. The number 24 player in the country. And I'll get Paul Strelo on this coming up next hour in as number 24. 21, Joe Ngata, wide receiver from Folsom, California, Folsom Prison Blues. Number 36 player, wide receiver, a 4-star, and a guy that could get a 5-star later on, wide receiver from Miami, Frank Latson. Number 91, cornerback, Sheridan Jones, and number 94, linebacker, Brighton Constantine. Clemson released yesterday. Number 150, Joseph Charleston, safety from Georgia. Number 165, Lay, the tight end from Georgia. Number 169, Tyson Pumachon, the quarterback from Connecticut. Number 177, Vonta Bentley, linebacker from Alabama. And number 219, McGuire, the linebacker from Pennsylvania. That gives Clemson 10 top 250 commitments. Still recruiting Akeem Dent, Florida State commitment number 28. Corvarius Couch, number 30. The last of the best of the 4-stars, number 76, Jerrion Ealy, the running back from Mississippi. And then number 106, Will Putnam, the offensive guard or interior lineman there. So it's 10 for Clemson. Georgia has 11 players right now. Georgia has the number 5, number 11 top 250 players. The number 5 player in the country, Nolan Smith from down in Bradenton, Florida, the defensive end. They have the number 40 player in the country in Trayvon Walker from down to Upson Lee, defensive end. They have the number 52 player in the country, Dominic Blaylock, wide receiver from Marietta. The number 89 player in the country, Lewis Klein, a safety from Cedar Hill, Texas. They have number 99 in the country, Kenny McIntosh, running back from down at Fort Lauderdale. Have number 125 in the country, Ryan Davis, linebacker from Apopka, Florida. Georgia also has number 166 in the country, Zion Logue, a defensive end from Lebanon, Tennessee. Number 168, Warren McClendon, offensive tackle from Brunswick, Georgia. They have number 188, Xavier Truss, offensive tackle from Rhode Island. Number 193, Tresman Marshall, athlete from Homerville, Georgia. And they have number 240, who is William Norton, defensive end from Memphis. So 11 Georgia Bulldogs. South Carolina has 4 of the top 250 committed so far. They have number 15 player in the country, 5-star Zach Pickens from Anderson. They have number 68 in the country, quarterback from out in California, Orange County, California, at Ryan Helinski. Number 93, defensive end, Joseph Anderson from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And number 186, according to Rivals.com, an athlete, Kevion Mullins, athlete from Memphis, Tennessee. So that is a little rundown of that. By the way, Alabama has 12 or 13. You were talking to me during the break. I was trying to count. Either 12 or 13. Georgia with 11. Clemson with 10. South Carolina with 4.
Sorry for bothering you with my friendship during the break.
That's okay.
That's my bad.
That's okay. I'll let you by with that. Any questions on your top 250 list over there? Well, any questions for Paul Shrela? We'll ask about that coming up.
I'm sure we'll ask Paul Shrela coming up in a little bit.
Okay.
Ask Paul why he made Clay Webb not come to Clemson.
Because he wants to go to Georgia.
Can't believe that.
Pretty simple that. Let's get to our phone call. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. William is in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. Good morning, George Clooney.
I had to call and defend these Missouri Tigers. Since they're Tigers, y'all were bashing these Tigers on the radio here. Who's got more East Divisional titles since they've joined the league, or who are they tied with since joining the league?
Tied with Georgia, right?
I thought Georgia was this far superior program, and this Big 12 conference was terrible. They let these little weak Big 12 teams join the SEC, and what happened?
They came in and won their division a couple times.
God, when all those other teams were down, that was terrible. Then y'all were talking about Rick and Kirby Smart yesterday, comparison of the coaches. Who had it harder, Rick with Muschamp Spurrier and Sergeant Carter coaching, or Kirby Smart with Muschamp, Uncle Eddie, and Scott Pruitt coaching?
Okay, hold on. Uncle Eddie is – who's Uncle Eddie?
Orgeron.
Ed Orgeron?
No. Coach down there at Florida.
Okay. All right, now what is Pruitt? At Tennessee?
Well, that used to be Sergeant Carter before he left and Pruitt took over.
Okay. All right. Look, Rick, though, did face Philip Fulmer. I think they overlapped. Philip Fulmer at Tennessee and Steve Spurrier at Florida. So that was tough. And Urban Meyer at Florida. So that was tough, right?
Yeah, a little bit. But in those latter years, I mean, come on.
Yeah, he should have had it. He should have had it. That's the thing about Mark Rick. I think people forget just how good they were and what it slipped to. Because there was a time there where Mark Rick at Georgia was right there on the verge, man, all the time. The first – let me give you this quickly. His first – it all fell off basically – well, he got it back in 2012. But anyway, he got there in 2001 and he went 8-4. Then he finished third in the country in his second year, sixth in the country his third year, sixth in the country his fourth year, 10th in the country his fifth year. After a bad year in 06, he finished second in the country in 2007. 10th in the country 2008, 4th in the country in 12, and 9th in the country 2014. The man had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He had 8 top 10 finishes at the University of Georgia. 8.
You can't deny Kirby peed his pants Saturday. That was,
goodness
those
gracious.
Calls were boneheaded calls. Punt the ball, punt the ball, punt the ball.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
I hope y'all go over some places and things to do in Dallas before we go out there and go Tigers.
We're going to do that, man. Appreciate it, William. Thanks an awful lot. Because I don't know how to do Dallas. No one's ever taught me how to do Dallas. But we will have.
Kelly's been no help.
No. No, Kelly basically said Dallas isn't great. And I just wish Dallas was in Tennessee. Let me tell you about Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. Who do you know that exceeds expectations? Do you have a place that you go, anyone that you know? Like your friendship with me, every day you see me, I exceed your expectations for me as a friend, right? I invite you over the house a lot. You've been in my house, what, three or four times now? So my friendship to you has exceeded your expectations.
Three or four times in the almost 3 years we've been doing a show together, yes.
Well, I invite you a lot more than that. I invite you to teach you all the time. All the stuff. Anyway,
never want to teach you.
As a friend, I exceed your expectations. But quite frankly, I don't know a whole lot of companies, a whole lot of, like the Masters, Augusta National, exceeds my expectations every single time. That's what I'm telling you about Trail. When I hear people talk about building buildings, I hear this, oh, we were so late on it and they were over budget and I had an argument about it. They had to change the orders and the blueprint wasn't right and we got back on this and there were delays and they had all kinds of stuff. And I'll hear people complain about it. At Trail, they don't complain. What you hear is, man, you know what? I love Trail. That was an awesome time. We had an awesome relationship and the building was built on time and on budget. The single source delivery really works. Check them out. TREHEL.com. 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. When we return for our third hour, Paul Strela will join us. He's from TigerIllustrated.com. We have a official visits maybe coming up next week, some unofficial visits. The coaches are on the road wrapping this thing down. Signing day is a week from Wednesday. You can't beat that. 2 weeks from yesterday. So we'll get the latest with Paul Strela of TigerIllustrated.com when you return for hour number three.